returning from the brink of death, is Christian Singleton, and she's here on The Antidote for a visit. Christian, thanks so much for coming.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
You've had this flu bug that's been dragging on for a while. How's recovery coming?
It's coming. Definitely a better day today, so thankful for that.
So you don't have some homemade remedy to help you through this?
I don't. I wish I did. I really do. It would have been helpful to have this week.
I got to bring in your first name, Christian. Obviously, when your folks gave that to you, it's almost like they made it so that you were destined to do music for the Christian market.
Yeah, it seems that way. There's a lot of times people mistake me for a guy just based on my name if they don't know, because there's not many females with that name. So, yeah, I think it's cool. I like it. It was my mom's middle name, so.
So you mentioned it being unusual. Unusual enough that you'd ever want to change it.
Oh, no, I would never.
Because so many people do that.
That's true. Yep, I definitely like my name.
I may be a newcomer to your music, but you've been in the music scene for a few years. So what made you take the plunge into making your own music?
Well, I started playing pretty young, and I grew up playing at church. I still play there now, and I played all through middle school, high school. So drums are my main instrument. And so, yeah, I went to college for that. And then I was also in a Christian rock band in high school. That kind of ended whenever we all went to college. And then that's when I started putting out my own stuff. I just wanted to give it a shot. And here we are.
So drums was your main interest?
Yeah, always, still is.
Hence the Christian rock band. Have we heard of them before?
Probably not. And I'm not going to mention the name.
Did you actually do any recording?
We did, yeah. There is one album that's on Spotify. That's really our last album that came out. Yeah, we were pretty proud of that. We played, I think, from my eighth grade year up until my freshman year of college, so.
Oh, wow, that was a long stretch.
Yeah, it was.
When did you actually get involved into doing your own stuff? Because the earliest Christian Singleton song I could track down was In You.
Yeah.
That came out in 2019. So was that actually your first song?
I think it was my first release. I'm not sure that it's the first song I wrote. I feel like after that band that I was in, you know, I was drumming with them and in college at the time. Once we were all in college at different places and weren't playing together, that's when I really started just doing my own stuff, because I could play like multiple instruments. So I would start writing on guitar or piano. And yeah, so the studio that we had recorded at, I just went there myself, and that's where I recorded In You. So I got to produce it all myself and just put it out there.
But it most definitely was not rock.
No, that one, well, the end of that song is a little heavier, but.
So it just means that you made this change now that you've become older and more mature.
Somewhat. I think I actually just finished a rock song today that I'm going to release in a couple months. So I just kind of like to do different genres and surprise everybody so they don't expect it.
That's exactly what I was going to be asking, because listening to your songs, I've tried to put a label on your style, but I can't. So you really do like to do the unexpected.
Yeah, I think it's a good challenge, and I don't really want to be stuck in a box of one specific Christian genre. Yeah, my most recent release isn't Christian at all, you know? So definitely have some more reach as far as that goes.
You know, there's a few artists who I know that record music really just for themselves. So what about you? Is this just for fun? Or are you really interested in making this a career?
I would say both. I definitely love doing it and it is fun. It's not my full-time job or anything. I do make a decent amount of money from streams now, but definitely not enough to quit my job. So if that happens, then we'll just go from there. But just letting the Lord lead me on that. Yeah, I mean, I'm fine either way. I'm not trying to make a career out of it. It's just something that I enjoy doing and just love working on it with my friends.
I think you're a rarity just to be able to consider yourself making money from this. I remember speaking with an artist a few months ago, and he says, yeah, he says in the last months, he says, my wife and I got enough money from my music to go out and have a burger for lunch.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's kind of crazy how little streams give us. I think it's like 0.003 cent or something. It's not even a penny, so it takes a lot. And I think that's why it's so hard for people to just have an income from it.
Yeah, unless you're selling vinyl and playing a lot of shows, it's not going to help that much.
Right, and also like if you're not able to do it all yourself as far as production and mixing and mastering, then everything you do, you have to pay for, you know? So,
So, what would the pinnacle be for Christian Singleton? What would be your ultimate goal if you could have it?
I would definitely love to do it full time. I've never played a show of my own, so that's something I've been thinking about. I don't have a band or anything, but I'm definitely fine just recording at home and putting music out and producing for other people. I love doing that too. I think for me, that would probably be my dream, is just to be able to continue to do that. I don't really care too much about the shows and all that stuff. So, yeah, if I could just be a stay-at-home artist, I guess that'd be it.
It's great not having to punch the clock.
Right.
You can get
Yeah.
up with whatever you want and go to bed as late as you feel like.
Exactly.
There was a song that you connected with Sam Bowman for. It's called Know Me. What was it that he added to the song?
I'm pretty sure Sam produced that whole song, actually.
Because he's in the credits. That was why I was questioning that.
I'm pretty sure he produced that whole track and I just sang on it and wrote the lyrics.
Oh, sure. It just sounds like you're just a walk-on coming in to do it.
Sometimes it is like that, especially with Sam. He's great. He produces a lot for me. So that song specifically, though, yeah, I'm pretty sure he did all the music.
Okay, but does this mean that he's a controlling person?
Definitely not. That means that I asked him to do that.
You know, something about you is the multitude of styles that you're doing. And you've been changing up the whole worship music scene with your songs. The biggest change came from your album, The Unknown. It's not just synth pop, I mean, it's synth pop worship. That's as untraditional as it can get.
Yeah, I mean, I think there needs to be a space for it. I definitely want to make some more like indie pop stuff that you don't normally hear a lot of in the Christian music scene. But also, you know, keeping that focus on the Lord and making it relatable.
Well, it's time for you to be critical if you want. Are you bored with regular worship music?
I personally love CCM. I mean, I play a lot of it.
I'll
I mean,
forgive
I
you for
think
that.
it depends on the songs, I guess. But yeah, I'm not opposed to any of it. I think a lot of it is definitely focused more on us these days than on the Lord. So just got to be careful with that. I think it's different if you're in a corporate setting versus, you know, just singing something you wrote personally.
I can totally agree with that because what you're creating isn't corporate worship. I mean, I can't see it being used during a church service, but
Right.
it is certainly worshipful. It's almost like you're doing a personal performance for the Lord.
Okay, I get what you're saying. Yeah, or just maybe just talking to him about what you're going through and what he's doing in your life, you know? I think especially that album, The Unknown, that's a lot of those songs is just me talking about the things that I'm going through and how the Lord's been with me through each of those seasons. But yeah, you're right. It is like a solo performance. But the Lord probably likes that, right? Like, hey, this is my kid that's writing about these things and is acknowledging me.
Right.
I mean, I know when I was a kid, you know, you were so excited to show your parents something that you made or whatever it may be, and I'm sure that makes the Lord just as happy.
I have to pull in my all-time favorite Christian Singleton song, and that's the title track from The Unknown. The music is great and your voice is perfect because you didn't have a cold then, but it also tells a story. I'm holding on, won't let you go. I'm treading water in the unknown, looking for answers, looking to find how to move on. The song The Unknown starts by saying how seasons have to end, but don't we all have different seasons in our faith? And is that healthy?
Yeah, I think so. I think those different seasons can increase our faith because we see all that the Lord has brought us through. That's kind of what that song's talking about. You know, I'll make it through as long as I'm with you.
What inspired you to write the song?
Ooh, that's a good question. Well, it's a deep question, really, but in summary, 2024 Hurricane Helene hit Asheville. My parents' house was flooded, like 4 feet of water, my childhood home. And my dad was at home at the time with all that water just rushing in, and he was just trying to save everything that he could. But they've had to completely renovate that whole house. And at the time, the house was for sale. And my parents were also going through a divorce. And I am 32 years old. So you can imagine. That's kind of a lot to go through when you're young, but as an adult, seeing it happen is a little different. So that's pretty much what inspired that song because it was just like all that water's rushing in, the house completely destroyed, parents' relationships broken. And that's that line, like I'm treading water in the unknown, looking for answers, trying to move on and leave it all behind because that's my childhood home that is no longer a part of our lives, and everything from there on out just looked very different.
Hence the seasons aspect of it, hurricane season.
Yep. And that hurricane, I mean, we had no idea it was coming. Like, it was so crazy.
That's awful.
Yeah, it was rough.
The house was able to be renovated and sold.
Yeah, they had this Baptist church, I think from Tennessee, came to our neighborhood and renovated a lot of houses for free, which was amazing. Definitely a blessing from the
Wow.
Lord. And yeah, they were able, I think October, the year after, because it was, I'm not sure when exactly the hurricane hit. It was in the fall, I think. And so it took about a year and they sold it. So. We got completely renovated and all new appliances and everything. So it sold pretty quick.
Wow, that's something.
Yeah, but it took a while. But we lost a lot of stuff. My drum set got flooded and I had some of my instruments at my parents' house because I didn't have room at my apartment. So yeah, it was a lot. So that song's pretty special. And the strings version especially.
Oh, just a string version too.
Yeah, if you
Oh.
love the original version, then you would probably really like the strings version that's on the album.
Oh, that's cool. Well, talking about songs, I've had a few artists on recently who have these enormously long songs. But your music goes in the opposite direction. I mean, all in time. It runs only a minute 47. You enjoy keeping things brief.
I guess so. My friends give me a hard time because I never write bridges on songs. So I said, well, there's no rules in music, right? You know, if you feel like it's done, then it's done.
True enough. But some bands, they don't know when to stop.
Very true. I don't want to be like that. I don't know. The stuff I'm working on now, I think maybe 3 minutes. I don't really want to go much over 3 or 4 minutes. I like to keep them shorter, yeah, for sure.
It makes it easier for us radio guys when it's shorter rather than longer.
I bet.
Well, something else about All in Time is that it's about the noise of life and stopping to take a breath. We all have distractions, so which one bothers you the most?
I mean, I know that song definitely talks about all the noise. I think there is a lot of noise constantly with social media and TV, and everybody just has something to say all the time. I feel like we need to just be quiet sometimes. Yeah, I think we don't know how to stop and be still these days because we're so used to having everything so quick and instant and finding stuff out on our phones and whatnot.
True, I can spend way too much time on my phone. There's a song that I can totally relate to, and that's Quiet My Mind. Need to take a time out. I can't go one day without messages on my phone. We're always connected to our devices. I mean, really, it is a curse.
It really is.
So how do we move away from technology and tune into what's important?
I mean, you just got to be intentional with your quiet time and putting your phones away. I think I usually put mine on Do Not Disturb. I work night shift, which makes it way different as far as my phone goes because, you know, when I wake up, everybody's been up the whole day already. Right. So that's kind of where that idea and that song came from because I was waking up with like 50 messages and then all these emails and just kind of was overwhelming. And it's just like, you know, put your phone away. You don't have to answer everybody just because they texted you right now.
How do you spend your quiet time?
Well, probably writing music. Usually I just sit down with my guitar or I'll just write like on a notepad, you know, just whatever I'm thinking about. Yeah, usually just make a cup of coffee and just read the Bible, pray for a little bit.
You know, something I've been wondering about is your fan base. Who's listening to Christian Singleton?
I have no idea. A lot of people in Brazil, for sure. That's like my top country.
Isn't that wild how sometimes you'll hit a fan base on the other side of the world?
Well, Deep Love of Jesus is my top song that I collabed with Hillsong Recording on. And Brazil, we actually did a Portuguese version that we released so they would have it. And that was really fun to do because we had such
Hold
a big fan base.
You can speak Portuguese.
No. We had to learn it in Portuguese just to record it. Other than that, I do not know Portuguese.
I'm still impressed.
It was definitely a challenge.
But it is funny about fan bases because this program is so popular in Colombia. And you're thinking, why are all these people in, you know, listening to the podcast version of The Antidote in Colombia?
Yeah, that is interesting. And I don't know that we'll ever figure it out.
You know what? I want to pull in one of the worship songs called Wonders. And the interesting thing about it is that through the first section, it comes across as a love song, a human love song. But then the final verses say, to be my one and only, I want you to show me the wonders of your heart, Lord. I want to know you, want your love to show through every part of me. So were you being purposeful wanting to have it viewed in two different ways.
I actually wasn't, because the opening line to me, the "I'll read every page of you," that was me talking about like the word of God. I'm gonna dive in, I'll read every page of you till I know it by memory. And then what's the other lyrics? I'll dive in every depth, find the secrets that you've kept drowning in the mystery. That all just has to do with the Lord.
So it was only me picking up thinking that it could be viewed two different ways.
Well, you might not be the only one.
I'm not usually that insightful. You sent me a whole series of songs, but I couldn't figure out where one of them came from. Then I discovered that Year One is the title track from an EP that just released.
Yeah, it just
Were you
released.
hiding that from me?
I was hiding it from everybody because I was trying to keep it a secret.
Okay, now you've got to fess up. So, is this really year one of your relationship?
It is, yeah. And so I did my best to not say anything. But I think the Tuesday before it came out, if I remember correctly, that was like our official anniversary date. And I had a vinyl made of Year One, like whole EP. And so I showed it to him and all that day. And then I said, okay, well, now that you know about it, I gotta post about it because it comes out Friday. And I haven't told anybody. So it seems to be doing well, though. There's four tracks. And yeah, he was definitely surprised. Hopefully, everybody else was a little surprised because I didn't say anything about it.
It's about the relationship. It's a love story.
It
So now, are
is.
you going to give a shout out to the lucky guy?
Parker is his name. So yeah, love him so much and was really excited to put that together for him. He had no idea. So I said, well, get ready because year two is already in the works. So he'll have some more songs to listen to.
The thing is, with Year One, it's totally different from The Unknown. There's no synth. It's all stripped down acoustic. Does that make it more authentic?
I think so. I think it makes it a little more intimate, maybe, especially like the last song, because it's really just a guitar, and I think there's just like rain in the background, the coffee noise, all those things. Yeah, I wanted to make it pretty simple and calming, I guess. But I think the song When I Met You, I don't know if you've listened to the whole EP, but that song's a little more upbeat and a little more pop.
So you've given some variety to it.
A little bit, yeah.
I have to tell you about myself because I live for coffee. So why don't you explain about your song, Morning Coffee?
Well, we go to this coffee shop in Asheville a lot. It was where we had our first date at. And yeah, it's a song specifically written about him because there's things in this lyrics that he does that I wrote about. And so you can hear the sound of coffee being poured and all that. So I just thought it'd be a fun title because it's the person I always want to have my morning coffee with.
You work nights, so morning coffee is before you go to bed.
True, except on
Oh,
Saturdays. We usually go at night. Well, it'd be nighttime for him. It's morning time for me. We go to that coffee shop and I'll get my day started and he'll get decaf maybe.
but so many places don't make decaf first thing in the morning.
Never thought about that. I don't ever get decaf, so I don't know.
I don't drink decaf. I'm having my coffee right now, and I can have a coffee right up until I go to bed. Doesn't bother me at all. My head hits the pillow and I'm gone.
I don't know if I could do that. I try to only drink coffee while I'm at work, and then that way when I get home, I can just go straight to bed.
Before we close this talk up, I gotta ask a favor. Now, I used to have curly hair like yours. But now it's gone. So Could you help me out and send me some?
Yeah. How much do you want? I could definitely send you some. I have plenty.
Christian, it's been wonderful having you on The Antidote. Thanks for spending time with us, and get better soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. It's really cool.